Let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
That's right. It's time for my gents. It's time for us as gents to huddle up and have a conversation that won't be sparked by the K goodness, the empathy king, also the mental health activist for us as men and co-founder of Mindful Matters. Let's hear what's on Kavi's heart this morning, and let's see if we can relate, and let's see if we can take the conversation forward.
Good morning to you all. Good morning to the Fresh family, more specifically. Good morning to the Fresh Breakfast family. And again, goeiemôre to my two gunsteling mense in die wêreld. Good morning, guys. I just, you know, this morning want to honor you and give you guys praise for what you guys are doing, man. And yeah, keeping radio alive. Fun. That having been said, K-Goodness is on your radio. And I just want to, this morning, you know, it's
sounds
Wednesday.
Like
it's my
feeling
gents,
himself.
I just want to, I want to look at a few things. This morning's message specifically is not about the gents. It's not for the gents. It's about, as women, how do we help, or how do we start to show up for our gents? What are the things we can do to help our brothers become better and help with the mental well-being of our brothers? And yeah, it's been a morning on this end. But I wanna keep this brief. One of the very first things that you need to realize as a woman that will help your man is that it's not always about you. It is not always about you. When he's going through the most, when he's upset, when he's tired, when it's not always about you. So allow him the grace to have these moments, these days where he's down, he's not being himself, because it's not always about you. It could be something at work. It could be, you know, something with a friend. It could be something with his mother, his sisters. There's always something. And the biggest and most important thing is to realize that it's not always about you. Number two, men operate from logic and women emotions. So he's not always going to understand your emotions. So have that grace to try and logically explain your emotions. It's very difficult. You can't do that. Or you can barely do that. But have that grace to understand that he's trying to logically figure out what's going on. And if you are going to get frustrated and get mad at him because he doesn't understand your emotions, it's going to frustrate him, because then he feels he's not good enough. He's not meeting your needs. So try and understand the fact that a lot of us men operate from a place of logic, and try and logically make, you know, sense of things for him, and that takes away the frustration. Number three, men don't receive therapy or comfort in the same way as women do, which is love and reassurance. As men, we want to be reminded of our purpose. If you are going to help him through a downtime, don't tell him you love him. We don't need that. But remind him of his purpose. Remind him of how far he's come. Remind him how he's you know, the achievements he's done. And finally, don't beat a dog that's on the ground. Don't beat a lying dog. He's already down and out. So don't your tone of voice when you talk to him, when you're encouraging him, when you're dealing something, don't beat him down. He's already down and out. So remember to always act, and your tone is everything as far as men are concerned. So if he's already, you know, tired, and he gets home, and now you are going on yada 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 yada, it's gonna be an issue for him. It's gonna drag him deeper into the trenches. So try and be uplifting. You know, watch, moments are very important. Time and place, choose your battles. Not everything is worth a fight. Everything is worth addressing almost immediately. So choose your battles correctly. And be his peace. That's the ultimate thing about it as a man. Your man in your life wants you to be his peace. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K-Goodness. Cheers.
Man, K-Goodness said a lot, yo.
I know, right?
Oh, man, he said a lot. Oh!
Oh,
no, I relate.
Yeah.
100% to everything. Literally, especially the part where he said, sometimes timing is important.
Yeah.
Right? What did he say? Timing is important. You don't always have to address everything at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at that specific time.
Yes, in the moment. Yeah.
And that's literally how I am. Like, yo, listen, give me a second.
Yeah, yeah.
let me get myself together, or let me breathe, or right now it's not the right time. We're in church. Or like, yo, I just came from work.
No, we need to talk now. What do you mean?
No,
we must discuss right now.
Hey, Owens, that's why. Oh man, why are we so terrible at these things?
Yeah,
but we needed to hear that. I think both men and women needed to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely.
This will really be up on our website, by the way.
We're like in the moment. We gotta talk about it right now.
Right now,
it
must be settled out right now.
And if you're trying to avoid it and you're walking away, guess what? I'm gonna follow you.
Exactly.
And you gonna hear me.
And now you're in my face, and it's like, then it becomes dramatic, and then it's like
it becomes like, bigger than it. Then it becomes needed bigger to than be. It.
Yo, like, oh my word, oh my goodness.
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand what you mean.
There's a couple of requests here to play it again. What we'll do is we will podcast it for you, and then we'll send you the link because you need to share what K Goodness just said to your WhatsApp groups, to your girlfriends, to your gents, and it needs to be a whole discussion.
Absolutely.
Stick around. You know, on the other side, we go to the streets.
Finally. That's all there is. My gents, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.
80 years ago, Nick.